ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. It's Wednesday, March 14th. And I know you're going to think I'm crazy if I tell you that it was 75 degrees or more today in Washington, D.C. Not quite as hot as the coals of hell, but it came very, very close in comparison to some of the strange weather we've been having here. Well, if the politicians weren't very warm today in Washington, they will be eventually. We know there's some big fires and flames waiting for them, and you know what? They really do deserve it. Okay, well, we don't have any guests here tonight, folks, but tomorrow night we are going to have a guest, someone who I think many of you are familiar with, but if you're not familiar with him now, you will be after tomorrow. And that is none other than Mark Dankoff, who actually hosts his own program right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I was just on Mark's program last week, I believe it was. He has a morning show, so a lot of you who are not around in the morning and don't ever get around to listening to the RBN archives, and I don't know what the current status of those archives is, but needless to say, if you are not a morning person and you're more an evening person like I am, and of course those of you who do listen to this show are listening to it live here this evening, you'll get to hear Mark Dankoff live here tomorrow night right here on RBN with yours truly. Mark's a very interesting guy. I've never met him in person, have only ever talked to him on the show, but we've corresponded back and forth by email for some time now, and he's quite a good writer, if you don't know that already, and certainly a fantastic voice on the radio. So RBN is lucky to have Mark Dankoff with his programming here on this network, and I'll be lucky to have him as a guest tomorrow night, God willing. Of course, we are here, that is, we in the royal sense at this time, Mike Piper, I'm here tonight courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. You know, I told you last week that there were two separate occasions within just several days that I happened to meet people under different circumstances, and the subject of alternative medicine came up, and like I always say, there are too many people who are ready to reject alternative, homeopathic, natural, holistic type cures, treatments, remedies, whatever you want to call it, for many of the things that ail us. That's a mistake. Don't do it, folks. The big drug companies want you to be misled. There's a whole wealth of information on it, folks, out there. And I want you to know this is not a commercial right now for Headache Stay Gone, but in effect it is, because Headache Stay Gone is one of these many natural cures that do exist out there. This is a good one. I'm going to give you their telephone number, their 800 number, later in the program, but I'm here to tell you that if a headache isn't your problem, you may have some other problem, and with a little bit of research, maybe with a little bit of careful listening here on this very network, you may find a cure for something that's been ailing you. And don't dismiss it. Don't dismiss it as quackery, folks. That's your little nightly lecture on good health. But later in this hour, I'm going to give you the 800 number for Headache Stay Gone, because I want you to try it out. All right, we're going to the break here, folks. And when we come back, just a few comments about a few things. I won't be yapping too much tonight. Rather, I'm going to turn the phones over to you, the callers. So if you have something to say, now's the time to start calling in and start lining up. The number here is 1-800-313-9443. This is Michael Collins Piper.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. Coming to you live from Washington, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to this network because you can handle the truth. It's that simple. And a lot of you who can handle the truth are also subscribers to American Free Press, the weekly newspaper from Washington, for which I am a regular correspondent. And I was down in the American Free Press office today here in Capitol Hill, and I saw the rough draft of a very interesting article that's going into this week's issue of American Free Press. And it's by Mark Glenn, who has been a guest on this program many times. Perhaps, actually, in some respects, perhaps he's been a guest in this show more than any other single person who has been a multiple guest on this show. In any event, Mark's article is about one of the most traitorous Americans of all time, none other than Jonathan Pollard, fellow born and raised in Texas, certainly raised in Texas, maybe not born there, but certainly raised in Texas for a time, and he later went on to become one of the most dangerous spies in American history. And no, he wasn't spying for, well, I was going to say he wasn't spying for Russia, and he wasn't spying for China, but in fact, you know, he actually was. He was involved in all sorts of spying, but he was primarily spying for Israel, and the fruits of his espionage were channeled by Israel as they saw fit to various and sundry other governments. So it's a very deep, murky story, the story of Jonathan Pollard. You know, the amount of documentation that is known that he stole, that has been officially recorded, would fill up, as I described it in a piece I wrote about Pollard some weeks ago in American Free Press, it would fill up one of your old-fashioned country kitchen pantries. That's a lot of paperwork, folks. I know some of you city slickers have never been in an old country house with country kitchen pantries, but they ain't little, and some of them are pretty big. So, you know, that's a lot of theft. In any case, this week, Mark Glenn's story in American Free Press is perhaps even more disturbing because it turns out that there are Americans, our so-called fellow Americans, who actually want this traitorous monster who's sitting in a cell in federal prison. They want him released. They want him released so he can go home to Israel. Mark Glenn's a bit of a musician. Maybe I'm going to recommend here in the air that he could write a little song about Jonathan Pollard and all the other people that have dual loyalties and who favor Israel over America. And you know what my suggestion for the title of that song is, folks? Go home to Israel, where you belong. But then you'd have to subtitle it, don't steal any money. I'm sorry, don't steal any land from the Palestinians. Well, speaking of Israel, of course we do a lot of that on this program, much to the dismay of some people, but you know we are going to keep doing it. I was reading some accounts in the Washington papers of the recent big wingding held by the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC. Now, it has PAC in its title. That doesn't make it a political action committee in the classic sense of the word. A lot of people get that confused. APAC stands for the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. APAC is a lobby. It's actually registered as a lobby. It's not a political action committee, so don't make that mistake. When you're talking about sensitive and controversial subjects, you got to keep your facts straight. However, what APAC does do, although they officially deny this, they do coordinate, and this is actually illegal, they coordinate the funding by pro-Israel PACs, PACs, political action committees. They coordinate the funding that goes to the American candidates, Democrat and Republican alike, who do the bidding of the Israeli lobby. And, of course, the Israeli lobby is much bigger than APAC. It constitutes many, many organizations, which in turn work closely with many, many political action committees, sending the money to those candidates who pledge their loyalty to a foreign nation. Well, needless to say, 6,000 of APAC's toughest talkers and highest rollers showed up here in Washington this past weekend. And, you know, it's funny. It's gotten to the point now, in the old days, they used to hold the receptions for the politicians, but now the politicians are holding the receptions for APAC. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, or is his name Barack Obama? It doesn't really matter, folks, because no one will pronounce it right anyway. Mr. Obama and Mrs. Clinton themselves had receptions at APAC's conference for APAC attendees. So, in other words, their presidential campaign kicked in the money to fund the fancy meals and drinks for these powerful lobbyists, these influential activists who, I have commented, may well be the most powerful lobbyists in the United States, if not, then on the face of the entire planet. And really, in many respects, it strikes me that this APAC conference is actually really like one of your old-fashioned pig auctions. Have you ever been to an old county fair, folks, and seen them, you know, they bring out the pigs and show them off, you know? And as I recall, they put little tags in their ears. Well, that's essentially what we do with our American politicians, and that's what it appears to me that these American politicians are. They're pigs on auction before some of the highest, most well-heeled bidders in the country, and that's what we have. We have Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Joe Biden tramping around, fighting their way to the slop. You ever seen a bunch of pigs fighting for slop? Again, like I say, some of you might be city slickers and you've never been around pigs, but you know they're funny animals, pigs. And to watch them fight to get to the slop is, it's kind of cute in a way. It's cute when pigs do it. But I tell you what, when American politicians are doing it, trying to get to the troughs, troughs of swill, that is campaign cash put out by these big shot Israeli lobbyists. It is one of the most shameful things you can ever imagine. The Washington papers are full of these quotes from these politicians. I mean, Dick Cheney spoke at the AIPAC conference, and one of my colleagues at American Free Press commented that Dick Cheney was above any of them, over the top. You know, these politicians, when it comes to Israel, they have this bizarre devotion that's so slavish. It's so embarrassing. You know, it's funny. I just can't imagine any politician pledging his loyalty to Iceland or Ireland or Indonesia, the three other eyes that come to mind, or Italy, for that matter. How many times have you ever seen an American politician tripping over himself, saying, oh, Italy is such a great ally, Italy is such a wonderful democracy, Italy is such a cultural beacon, Italy is a preserve of liberty, Italy is this, Italy is that. Now, you know, if you think about it, folks, it would be logical for an American politician to do that, because there are a lot of people of Italian-American descent. It would seem logical to do that. And, you know, occasionally a few politicians here and there will go before the Sons of Italy, perhaps, and make a speech like that, but not to the embarrassing degree that the politicians do regarding the state of Israel. And why is that, folks? Is it because these politicians really do love Israel that much? Is it because Israel really is that important to America, a little country that's a sliver of land, apparently not 13, 14, maybe 15 miles wide at the most? What is this magic in this land we call Israel? You know, the funny thing is, the magic is not in the land. The magic is in the bank accounts of the powerful people who fund groups such as AIPAC. And it is this magic power that they do have. It's a very real power. It's a very real power that they have used to affect the conduct of U.S. foreign policy, and not in a way that is helpful to America. I once saw an American politician, former Congressman Michael Barnes, speaking at a synagogue here in the Washington, D.C. area. My late friend Lois Peterson, who I worked with, a very, very dear friend of mine who I worked with for many years at Liberty Lobby, she and I heard Congressman Barnes was speaking in Maryland, and we went out to hear him speak, and lo and behold, it was during a service at a synagogue. And, of course, I put my yarmulke on, as one is required to do in attending the house of worship of another's person's religion, and one must be respectful there. But I want to tell you, it was rather embarrassing to see then-Congressman Barnes tripping over himself before the service, explaining how just absolutely wonderful Israel is. I've never heard any politician anywhere, other than any other politicians talking about Israel, talk so favorably about a foreign nation. And as I say, this is a regular and embarrassing phenomenon, but one that can be understood when we realize that our American politicians are bought and paid for. It's just like your old-fashioned pig auction, folks, and that's what most of our American politicians are. And the good ones, like Congressman Ron Paul, who just announced his presidential candidacy on Monday. Who's Ron Paul? Who's Ron Paul? The mass media doesn't know who Ron Paul is. You know why? It's because Ron Paul is not a pig like so many of these other politicians. All right, folks, we're going to the break. When we come back, we might go to the phones if you want to call in. I have a few other comments. But watch out for those pigs running in the street.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the delay coming back to you. Just was sharing some interesting information about some interesting events. In fact, you know what, folks, I'm going to tell you the story that I was just relating to my producer. It has nothing to do with anything that we were just talking about, but it is an interesting story for the historical record. And we are going to be going to the phones here after the turn of the half hour. I have a friend who lives in Los Angeles. She's an older woman. She always says she's 39, but I think she's a little bit closer to 79, even a little bit older than that. But she's as lively as anyone you could ever want to talk to. Well, she started off, she went out to Los Angeles as a young girl in the 1940s. Innocent young lady from the East. She got herself. She went out there with her family. She didn't go out there to become an actress, although she was quite beautiful. She went out to Los Angeles with her family. They went out there to get the sun for family health reasons. And she got a job in a locksmith's office. And it was kind of funny. Her boss, the locksmith, would periodically turn his office over to two particular visitors. The locksmith would leave his own office, but two gentlemen would arrive, and they would go into that office privately. One of them was the district attorney of Los Angeles County, and the other one was a handsome, smiling, friendly, charming man named Mr. Siegel. Now, my friend, whoops, I don't want to say her name on the air. The Anti-Defamation League would go after her. Well, my friend was just so charmed by Mr. Siegel and was kind of delighted to be able to say hello to the district attorney. And it was her understanding that, well, Mr. Siegel was a very important man, and so was the district attorney, and they needed to meet privately, and they were both friends of the locksmith. Well, folks, Mr. Siegel was Benjamin Bugsy Siegel, the famous mobster and partner of Meyer Lansky in the Lansky Crime Syndicate. And, of course, the district attorney of Los Angeles was playing footsie with Mr. Siegel, and they were doing it behind the scenes, right there in that locksmith's office, right there as my friend was just out there being a pretty receptionist, not knowing what the hell was going on. That's a real live story that says a lot. Anyway, when we come back, we will go to the phone, 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are here courtesy of Headaches Day Gone. Now, I told you I was going to give you their 800 number, and I presume you have your pen and paper handy. If you don't, shuffle around there, but I am going to give you this 800 number. It's just a plain old 800 number, folks, not one of these fancy ones. It's 1-800-327-0727. This is a real product. That is, it's not loaded up with all sorts of chemicals. This is natural herbs, all taken together, all combined together into a dietary supplement that I'm telling you from firsthand experience. And from personal stories related to me by several associates, this thing works. Headaches Stay Gone does work. Check them out. It's 1-800-327-0727. Well, guess what, folks? There was a hate crime in Charles County, Maryland. I don't exactly know what they did. Somebody wrote something on a mailbox. Some kids marked swastikas, a Hitler reference, and what's been described as other racist remarks. But guess what? When questioned by authorities, police said the teens said they hadn't targeted minority families and that they had done something stupid. In other words, what these kids were doing were, you know, they're constantly hearing about Hitler and the Nazis, and it says that, this is the Washington Post reporting, that the officer took down that there were two books in the back seat of the car. One of them was entitled The Third Reich, A New History, and the other one was Munich, 1938. Well, folks, you know, these kids were not reading Nazi literature. They were not reading hate propaganda. They didn't have headphones on listening to tape recordings of Mike Piper or David Duke or whoever your favorite bad guy is, you know. No, they were reading books out of the library all about Nazism and how, you know, you know, if the Jews are all worried about Nazism, they should stop writing about it, folks. I mean, seriously. I'm almost getting tired of hearing about Nazism. You can't turn around without hearing about Nazism. Okay, well, I guess we probably have some callers out there. Do we have any callers out there? We have Jim in Texas. Let's bring Jim up. Come on up, Jim.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Good to talk to you. I wasn't going to call tonight, but
you
broached such an interesting subject when you were talking about pigs feeding at the trough. I've actually fed
okay.
pigs in my life. I'm an old Missouri farm boy, so to speak, how I started out many, many years ago.
Okay.
I fed pigs at the trough. And compared to our politicians, they are very well-mannered when it comes to eating, compared to how they dine at the Israeli trough, as you watched in the AIPAC. I mean, Amy Vanderbilt will be proud of their manners compared to our politicians. You know where I'm coming from, Mike.
You know I do.
And
you
I
know,
fed pigs, and I know how
you know.
They
you know someone who has never been around pigs at the trough could not understand what a powerful statement you just made. I mean, they can't understand how powerful a statement that is because, you know, really, as I said when I was talking about this, you do not find politicians tripping over themselves in such an unctuous fashion about any other issue. Now maybe if the Pope came to town.
No.
Maybe if the Pope came to town,
Mike. Sorry, but the Pope would pale in comparison. Can you imagine 535 members of Congress crawling over each other's backs to swear fealty to Ecuador? Can you imagine that? It wouldn't happen in 12 million or 12 gazillion, or as Bush says, Brazilian years. It wouldn't happen. It could never happen. But nobody ever says, why is this? Nobody ever stops to think, why would all these politicians practically kill each other to co-sponsor a bill to quadruple our aid to Israel? And if they said the first 10 people that co-sponsor this bill would be guaranteed funds for life to run for re-election, they would kill each other to get to be the first 10 co-sponsors. There's no doubt in my mind. I can picture pigs at troughs. I know how they do. I've fed them before. So, I mean, compared to these politicians, these pigs are nothing. They're slackers.
I have to tell you, there's a pet pig in the Piper family, and I do have to say, for this lovely little fat lady, she has far better manners, and she is far more a lovely individual than most of the politicians here in Washington. I can say that without hesitation.
She would pale in comparison to Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton or anybody else you could name as far as manners when it comes to dealing with the Israelis. I mean, there is nothing they will do to demean themselves. There is no limit on demeaning yourself when it comes to swearing your fealty to our Jewish masters.
And you know, Jim, what makes that so interesting is the fact that so many of these politicians are otherwise people with gigantic egos, and yet in this one particular instance, they just reveal a part of themselves that's just for want of a better way of putting it, most unbecoming.
No, it's called complete absence of character, because anybody with character would not do that, no matter what. No matter what you offered, if someone offered you, as long as you destroy your soul, as the old, in the German Faust, you know, give your soul. And
sell your soul.
These people have given their soul, and there's nothing they will do. I mean, no matter how many good deeds they would do otherwise, when it comes to this issue, they've given their soul.
But I'll tell you something, Jim. You know, as I was listening to Congressman Michael Barnes so many years ago, out in a synagogue in Maryland, you know, I was sitting there listening to him thinking, what a phony he is. And yet at the same time, I was saying to myself, okay, it's so very clear that this guy is saying things, whether he believes them or not, he's saying them to play to his audience. And yet I don't want to say I felt sorry for the assembled audience there in the synagogue, but I felt I had a very strange feeling about them. It was like, what kind of people assembled as one group would allow someone to stand before them and put on this charade and then applaud for him and give him money, knowing that probably deep down in his heart he was thinking, oh, my God, I can't wait to get out of this place. I'm standing here pretending to say things that I don't really mean, but I have to say them to get campaign contributions. You know, it's a very interesting character study to see one of these politicians in action, and at the same time to see an assembled group of people and under these circumstances who nonetheless applaud someone who is so patently and so obviously insincere but pretending to be sincere. It's very bizarre.
It's more than bizarre. It's the fact that everybody in that crowd has already sold their same souls, as Faust said. Once you sell your soul to the devil, there's no redeeming qualities you can bring back. If you sell your soul to the devil on one issue, you sold it on all issues.
Yeah, I'm afraid that you put your finger on something there, Jim. Well,
I mean, if someone to go back to the old analogy I brought to you about the Bolivian or Ecuadorian Hamburg hat wearing coca leaf chewing females, to go back to that, once you sell your soul to any group, that you will not oppose anything they do under any circumstance, no matter what happens to you or your people. Once you sell your soul that way, you have no soul.
That's gone.
You sold it.
That's right. And you know, there are a lot of politicians who have sold their souls to a variety of special interests. And you know, like I said at the outset of the show, they're going to feel greater heat than we had here in Washington. So that's their punishment. Jim, I have to move on here, but I appreciate your call.
Mm-hmm.
We got Mike waiting in Kansas. Mike, are you there?
Hi.
Canada. Mike in Canada. Yeah, come on board, Mike.
Hi there. And I made a mistake. I'd actually like to call Canada the People's Republic of Absurdistan, if I could.
it's a beautiful country, but I know there's a lot of strange things going on up there politically.
To say the least. I can address a couple of issues that you were talking with earlier of how they bow to AIPAC, et cetera, and this is beyond the political, the financial. We are now moving into the realm of the theological and the mythological, and we need some historical exactitude that would favor some reflection and some peace. For instance, you know that Ernst Zundel has been deported subsequently from Tennessee back to Canada, subsequently deported to Germany, is now serving time for quote-unquote Holocaust denial.
Mm-hmm.
That tells the tale. It also tells that there's an interesting correlation here about a man who was involved in a coup in Pakistan in 1975. He actually killed a head of state. He has subsequently come to Canada years ago, pleaded refugee status, became a citizen. Now the country wants him back, but unfortunately he faces the death penalty in his own country. But we're all about people experiencing multiculturalism up here, as our leaders would believe. So he needs to maybe taste a bit of his own culture. This might be off the point. What I'm dealing with mainly is historical lies that are breeding hatred. The Jewish element has taken the Holocaust. That is the Holy Grail. And until that can be discussed openly, and America perhaps being the last bastion of freedom for this and a few other countries, nothing will change. That is the Holy Cow, the Holy Grail, whatever you wish to call it. And they have the upper hand on that right now, because people accept what they've been told so completely that nothing will change until we return to some historical exactitude.
I endorse everything you said 190,000%. You know, that Ernst Zundel case is just such an outrage. And, you know, if you try to explain just even a sliver of that to the average person who's never paid any attention to it, and of course most people have never heard about it in the first place, but when the average well-meaning individual who believes that Canada and the United States and the other quote-unquote democracies respect freedom of speech, if you put it in a logical perspective to them, the average person, in my experience, comes away absolutely surprised. They might, in their own mind, they might start to make excuses and say, well, you shouldn't deny the Holocaust. But then when you start explaining what the whole concept of Holocaust denial is and everything, the average person is quite taken aback. I had a very intelligent friend of mine who didn't know about these rules and Holocaust denial laws. He said his first reaction, this is his typical reaction in something like this, he said, I don't believe that. And then when I explained further to him, his reaction was, where did you read that? And then I explained to him that, you know, I actually know some of these people, and I know some background on the laws and cited some citations. You know, this is an intelligent person who has, like, you know, more than 4 years college education, very well read, in fact, a journalist.
Sure.
This came as an absolute shock to him. And so, you know, this is the thing. You know, up there in Canada, you people have already been put through the ringer over this. People like Ernst Zundel, I believe Malcolm Ross, the Indian chief.
I mean, yes. Yeah,
and Americans, us people south of the border, so to speak.
It's on so many levels. I mean,
yeah.
Everyone will agree with you that the Jews suffered a murderous genocide. The starvation of the Ukrainians, according to Robert Conquest, was a harvest of sorrow. It almost sounds like something good came out of it. Never mind that the numbers and the deaths involved exceed any, well, way above and beyond the amount of Jews that actually perished. It's a harvest of sorrow. They are the victims of the worst genocide, as they would have you believe, and that has been and is the linchpin. I don't care if someone wants to deny whatever they want to deny. Do they deserve to go to prison for that?
Yeah, that's I think where people once they're presented the facts about these truly totalitarian laws regarding Holocaust denial, people of goodwill, and most people are of goodwill. Most people, when they realize the ramifications of that, are absolutely staggered by it.
And
they don't realize that this is just the foot in the door.
Of course.
For so much more. You know, it's just the kind of thing that we found in the old days of the Soviet Union. They had these bizarre laws, and, you know, it's just like, you know, in the Soviet Union, they would take pictures of the leaders, and when those people fell out of favor, they'd paint them out of the pictures. It was that simple.
Yes.
You know, to rewrite history. Well, in this case, people who are just trying to talk sensibly and correctly about facts of history are considered the criminals.
Yeah.
And I don't know how old is Ernst Zundel. 75 years old. He's
65.
I'm sorry.
65.
He's 65. Well, in any case, this is what we call with great worship in the United States. We call these people senior citizens. They're supposed to be honored. This is a guy who's never committed any crime against anyone.
He still maintains his intellectual acumen. He still remains a pacifist. He has never preached hatred, nor has he ever said that Jews did not suffer, along with many others in that time period. I'm not here to demean Jew or Gentile. There was a lot of suffering going on, but one hand has a very extreme monopoly on this, and Jewish Hollywood, the swastika is their biggest friend.
Yeah, well, you know, I years ago, I recall walking into an average size bookstore. I'm not talking about one of your big chain bookstores. I'm talking about your standard small independent bookshop. And I stepped back from the public affairs section.
Yes.
Quite inadvertently, I noticed this because I was stepping back looking to find one particular title that I was interested in.
Yeah.
And this was in just the public affairs section.
Sure.
I can tell you with absolute certainty that I must have seen in just a small area, not bigger than about 25 feet in length, I must have seen about 15 swastikas and or pictures related to the Holocaust that just jumped out at me.
It sells.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's what I say. That's really. I said that earlier in the program. You know, it's like if the Jews are so worried about the Holocaust and worried about the Nazis, then why don't they stop talking about them?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these. And I don't know if you heard the story a couple weeks ago, but I mean, there was these two. I told here in this program there were two German American professors murdered at Dartmouth, and initially it was reported that the children, the young men who killed them, were Holocaust deniers. Well, it turns out they killed these two German American professors on Germany's Holocaust Remembrance Day, and these books that were in the possession of the murderers were books that were coming down hard on the Germans and the United States for not doing enough to stop the Holocaust. So, in other words, these murders were committed by young Americans who had been inculcated in the idea that German people were bad and therefore needed to be punished for the Holocaust. So this is the mindset.
Thanks.
What can I tell you, Mike?
Thank you for taking my
call.
All
right, thanks for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, if there's any other callers lined up out there, we'll bring you up. This is Michael Collins Piper on fire. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We're wrapping up this hour that's been brought to you courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. You just heard their commercial. Believe everything they say. I'm going out on a limb to say that because I know they're right. Headache Stay Gone is the all-natural cure for headaches. All right, we have one more caller we can bring up here, and that's Brian from Pennsylvania. Brian, come on up.
Good evening, Mike.
How you doing?
Good. A short story on Mara Lansky, but first let me preface it with this. I'm curious, why have you ever heard of the state of Bulgaria or the state of Norway or the state of Cambodia? No, but they always refer to Israel as the state of Israel. Why is that?
That's an interesting question. If you have an answer, I'd like to hear it.
Just something to ponder on.
That's here's very my, interesting.
Here's my Mara Lansky story. This comes from Russo's book, which is filled with great stories.
My neighbor, who I introduced to that book, just stopped me in the street to tell me the very same thing tonight.
It's a tremendous. Anyhow, here's the story. There was a Los Angeles County District Attorney investigator. His name was Frank Ronick. He was Czechoslovakian, and he was the overcover guy. He would hang out at bars and try to pick up gossip on the Hollywood scene. Anyhow, he was friends with a Czechoslovakian secretary, and she happened to work. She was the secretary of Jules Stein. Okay, who's Jules Stein? He was a son of Russian immigrants from the Pale, worked for Capone in Chicago, moved out to L.A., and eventually was running MCA Studios.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, Stein's sitting in his big MCA office, and in walks the fixer, Sid Korshak. Korshak comes in, Stein stands up, walks around the desk, tells Korshak, Sydney, you sit there. That's your chair, not mine. You sit there. That is your chair behind the desk. So Sid goes around the desk without hesitation, sits down and makes himself comfortable. The secretary nearly drops a load. I mean, she can't believe the way Stein's kissing this guy's butt. But anyhow, time passes and somebody else shows up. It's a little man of diminutive status. She doesn't know who he is, but he comes in, and when he comes in, Stein leaves and leaves Korshak alone with this little man. Well, about 20 minutes pass, and eventually the little man leaves, gets in his limousine, and he's gone. Well, Heinrich gets a hold of his secretary, and after she tells him the story, he shows her a whole bunch of pictures from mugshots to try to identify this diminutive little man. You know who it was?
Meyer Lansky. You know, I missed that story in that book, and that book, for the listeners who don't know, is Gus Russo's book, Super Mob. Very highly recommended. As I say, Brian, you just referenced it here tonight, what a fantastic book it is. And I'd given it to one of my neighbors several weeks ago, and he told me tonight, I literally, about an hour before I did the show, he says, you know, he says, I can only read one chapter of that a night because it's so filled with such fascinating details, all of which make me mad, that I have to digest it very slowly, one chapter at a time. But it is a book. It's a book that, well, obviously, it's captured your attention, Brian.
It's a great book. It's almost as, it's better than Arm & Hammer's book. You know, Arm & Hammer once tried to pass himself off as a Unitarian.
Well, I'm going into the rabbinic business. All right, Brian, thanks for your call. Thanks to the Republic Broadcasting Network for putting up with me. Thanks to Frank Lampley and the good folks at Headache Stay Gone. And I invite you to stay tuned for more good programming with Rick Adams ahead and well into the night with Frank Whalen. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper signing off and reminding you we'll be here tomorrow night with Mark Dankoff, also a host here at RBN, but he's going to be my guest on my program. So I hope you'll listen in and meet Mark Dankoff.